Hey everyone. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood money mentor. Ever feel like you're stuck in a financial rut? Like you're constantly pushing a boulder uphill only to have it roll right back down? Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments where we feel financially frustrated, maybe even resentful towards ourselves, towards situations, or even towards the universe for not handing us that winning lottery ticket. But guess what? There's a secret weapon in your financial arsenal that you might be overlooking. Put in this. Sounds kind of airy-fairy, right? But stick with me because this isn't about letting people walk all over you. It's about clearing emotional roadblocks that are actually holding back your financial progress. You see, when we hold on to anger, resentment, or even guilt about past financial mistakes, it creates a block in our energy flow, and that energy is what attracts abundance. Let me break it down for you. Forgiveness isn't just about letting go of grudges, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional baggage that's weighing you down. It's about making peace with your past financial decisions, even those that didn't turn out as planned. When you forgive, you open yourself up to new possibilities and fresh starts. Think of it like decluttering your mental space. When you get rid of the junk, there's room for positive energy, clarity, and growth. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you harness the power of forgiveness in your financial recovery. First, acknowledge those feelings. Don't bury them or pretend they don't exist. It's okay to feel anger, frustration, or even sadness about past financial missteps. Acknowledging these emotions is the first step towards healing and moving forward. Second, take responsibility for your role. We all make mistakes, and that's part of life. Instead of blaming others or external circumstances, take ownership of your actions and decisions. This doesn't mean beating yourself up. It means understanding how your choices contributed to the situation and learning from them. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Imagine talking to a friend who's going through a tough time. You wouldn't judge them harshly, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. You're human, and making mistakes is part of being human. Remember, learning from those mistakes is what makes us stronger. Fourth, release the need for revenge or justification. Holding on to anger won't solve anything. Think about it. Is dwelling on past wrongs really serving you? No, it's just keeping you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about letting go of the pain and resentment that no longer serves you. Finally, focus on the future. This is where the magic happens. When you forgive yourself and others, you free up energy and space for positive things to come into your life. Visualize your financial goals, take steps towards achieving them, and believe in your ability to create a brighter financial future. Remember, forgiveness is not weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let go of the past and embrace a new beginning. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was deeply resentful towards her ex-partner after he drained their joint savings account before disappearing. Sarah carried this anger with her for years, making it impossible for her to even think about finances positively. It wasn't until she decided to practice forgiveness, not just for him, but also for herself for falling into that situation in the first place, that things started to shift. She realized that holding on to that anger was only hurting her. By letting go of the past and focusing on her own growth, Sarah began to make positive changes in her finances. She took control of her budget, started investing wisely, and even landed a promotion at work. It wasn't easy, but by choosing forgiveness, Sarah unlocked her true financial potential. She learned that healing is possible, and it starts with letting go of what no longer serves us. So remember, everyone, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning wrongdoings. It's about freeing yourself from the emotional chains that bind you. It's about choosing to move forward with clarity, abundance, and a whole lot more joy. Take a moment today to reflect on what needs forgiving. Maybe it's yourself, perhaps someone else, or even past financial decisions. Choose to forgive, choose to heal, and watch your finances flourish. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little financial inspiration. And head over to our social media pages and let us know what you think. What experiences have you had with forgiveness and its impact on your finances? I can't wait to hear your stories. Until next time, keep manifesting that abundance.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.